This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. I can say that there are two things that really changed my life in the last 25 years. Let me go back. In the last 28 years, because my oldest son, my son, just turned 28. And those two things were becoming a mom and meditation. Meditation for me meant getting silent enough to be present with mainly myself, but to really bring a state of calm to myself, to learn to be quiet, to be silent, even if it was just for a minute. If you know me well, you would know that silence is not always one of my strongest traits, right? So learning meditation at first was a challenge. That doesn't have to happen for you. Today, there are resources available where you can learn to live with more calm and less stress, and where you can step into that practice in literally a minute. I know that sounds crazy, right? But it can literally take you just 1 minute to find a place of inner calm and a sense of more peace. My guest today, Michel Pascal, is actually a returning guest. He was here with me, I think back in March, and we talked about his work. Primarily, we talked about his book, Meditation for Daily Stress, 10 Practices for Immediate Well-Being. When you finish listening to this interview, you're going to want to go back and listen to that one, because Michel is amazing. He is beautiful, and he teaches meditation in a way that makes it simple, easy to access that place of calm. So welcome back to Soulful Living, Michel.
Thank you so much, Terry. I am so happy to go back home.
Well, thank you. I'm so deeply honored to have you here and really talk about the tools that you have made available for people to come to that place of calm in themselves, because we know today in our fast-paced society, we need it more than ever.
It's exactly true what you say, because we know we need to be active and productive in America. We need to be active every day. We have a lot of things to do, but we realize, everyone can realize, that the more we are stressed, the more it's difficult to do many things because we are tired, we are exhausted. But we can realize that the more we are calm in our daily life, the more we are calm, the more we have energy. So the more we are active, productive, intuitive. So there is no other choice in this world so stressful, so powerful, we need to be calmer in our daily stress.
Yeah, and you were really honored to work within the Kapan Monastery in the Himalayas and learn some maybe traditions that helped you to become more present yourself. You know, you're a writer. Listeners, Michel is a writer. He's a meditation teacher. He's the director of various spiritual documentaries. He has a beautiful website with videos and many different teachings to help support you along the way. But you have developed this within your own life.
Yes, because when I was a child, I spent a lot of time in churches because my parents were so stressed. So it was important for me to take refuge. Because when we go back to the calm, we go back to our ultimate nature. It's very important what we say, because everyone can feel that when we are stressed, we don't feel good. We don't like that. Because it's not our nature, our ultimate nature. It's to be calm. It's to be happy. it's to be present to this life so short. Maybe today it's the last time that we make an interview together, you know. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows what will happen today?
We hope not.
So it is so, so, so important to understand that we need really to be calmer in our daily life. And when we live in a monastery, we live meditation 24 hours per day. Mm-hmm. I mean, meditation, it's important. I want to be very precise. In Tibetan etymology, meditation doesn't mean at all the cliché that we have in America. Mm-hmm. When we see a beautiful girl sitting down in a lotus position, face to a lake, in a quiet place. This is a cliché mm-hmm. that we have about meditation.
Right.
But in a monastery, in Tibetan etymology, we learn that meditate means exactly I train my mind in my daily life. So you see the difference between the etymology of meditation and the cliché of the meditation that we see. So mm-hmm. it is the reason why we need to be calmer in our daily life, in our daily stress, not in a landscape, because it's easy to be calm in a landscape. But the problem is when we go back to our job, when we go back to our daily life, we are stressed again a few minutes after. So in a monastery, all the life is the same that in an ordinary life. We do the same like you. We walk, we work, we eat, we cook, we talk, we practice sport, we do many things. But the difference in a sacred life, in a monastic life, we learn to be present mm-hmm. at every situation. So this is exactly meditation. It is the reason why many people in America, they say, we have no time to meditate. It's true because we have no time to go in a landscape, to go in a quiet room, to be sitting down in a lotus position. How can we say that to a manager who works 15 hours per day in a job? The person is tired, and we can't do that. We have no time for that because it's not the real sense of meditation. We have no time
right.
for the cliché of meditation.
Right.
But we can meditate, we can train our mind all the day. We go to restroom, we arrive to our job, we are with our coworkers, we are in a meeting, we are in the traffic, we are in the street, we are in a big city. Any situation, in reality, it's an opportunity to train our mind, so to meditate. And like that, we don't lose time, we use the time that we have.
Well, and in some ways we expand the time because we have learned, as you said, to be present. And I think it starts with beginning a practice of being present. And like everything else in life, you know, that they say it takes 21 days to create a habit, but you begin creating these habits and it can start in as little as 1 minute a day. You know, I think that people are always fearful. Many people are fearful about the word meditation because of that, as you were just talking about, having to take that time and fit that into their busy life somewhere, when if they're taught it as a practice and begin incorporating it into their lives on a regular basis, then it becomes second nature and your life is a walking meditation.
Terry, what you say, this is the key. Because to meditate in a landscape or in a quiet room, it's beautiful if we can do that. But mm-hmm. most of time, we have no time, we have not enough money, we are very busy, we can't do that. It's a fantasy to say to someone, oh, today, my friend, take 20 minutes per day, take 30 minutes to meditate. We see it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work for two reasons. Because first, it's not adapted to our world to say that. Every day, I teach for prisoners, I teach for employers, managers, Uber drivers, celebrities, to many, many different sort of people. But we can see all those people, and you and me, we are are in a life very, very occupied, because the world, it's like that. So first, we need to adapt spirituality to our world. So first, it doesn't work because it's not enough adapted. Second, it doesn't work because it's not meditation. It's a cliche of meditation, but it's right. not what we do in a monastery. It's not what we do in a spiritual life, not mm-hmm. at all. It's very surprising. Me, I was surprised when I saw in Copan Monastery, the monastery was open every Saturday morning to people. And a lot of American people, they come and they say, "Oh my God, you are not sitting down 24 hours in a lotus position?" And no, we don't do that. I'm so sorry. Because they came with a cliché. You know, and I know the cliché comes from Hollywood. I live in Los Angeles. I know my cliché.
Right. You see it.
Because, for example, in LA, you have thousands and thousands centers, meditation centers. So what you do, you come and someone, so kind, say, "Oh, take a deep breath. I have a singing bowl. I can burn incense. You will feel calmer." Yes. At the moment, it can help. But when you take your car, when you go back on the freeway, when you go back to your job, to your money problem, to your love problem, a few minutes after, you are so stressed. And I know in neuroscience, when we put electrode on the brain, I was surprised when I discovered that we lose around 93% of the benefit of the calm when we go back to a daily stress situation. So it doesn't work. It's a cliché, and it's not adapted to our world. It's very clear. So it is the reason why, as you say, Terry, everyone say, "Oh, meditation, oh my goodness. Yes, it's a beautiful idea, but I have no time." No, we have no time for the cliché of meditation.
Right.
Because we are too much tired. So we can't be more concentrated, because if we sit down like a lotus position, we are more stressed. We have many, many thoughts in our mind. So what can we do? We can do an authentic meditation as we do in a monastery. For example, me, when I talk to you today, when I say, "Terry, how are you?" This is my meditation. When I say to someone, "How are you?" Every day, how many times per day we say, "How are you?" So mm-hmm. we try to be very present. And the "How are you?" it's a sort of mantra. This is meditation. When we I take an Uber in a few minutes just after you, I go to teach for prisoners. In the Uber, a lot of stress, many traffic in Los Angeles. But mm-hmm. I use this time to train my mind to be calmer in the traffic. I arrive with the prisoners, a lot of anxiety, violence, difficult moment. But I use this time to be calmer. So we use any situations to be calmer, to live a spiritual experience. So suddenly we love the traffic. We love our work. We love our job. We love our difficulties. Because we realize that any stressful situation, it's the best spiritual teacher that we can have. Mm-hmm. I love the stress. I love to go in that square, to meditate.
Well, imagine if people were taught that these techniques, this practice to make meditation your walking life as opposed to sitting in the lotus position. You know, you used the example of being in the car, and imagine if people were taught this at a very young age, maybe from the time that they could, you know, walk, talk, understand, we may see less and less experiences of crime and road rage. You know, how many times do people get in a vehicle and that traffic, creates a negative situation where road rage happens? You know, if we were taught these techniques at an early age, our lives as we know it would change. Everybody's lives would change.
Of course. And when I see how this new way of meditation help every day a lot of children who have ADHD, for example, mm-hmm. a lot of students in universities, a lot of employers, managers, I can share with you an amazing data like I have shared with you last time, but I want to say to you again because it's amazing result. So in California, 80% of parolees, they return to jail, 80%. Mm-hmm. But yeah. with meditation for daily stress and also yoga, healthy food, good speaker at Amity Foundation in Los Angeles, the same percentage, around 70, 80% of parolees, they never return to jail. They wow. find a job. They rebuild a family. So we see it works. And I talk about prisoners and parolees because those populations have a lot of PTSD, anxiety. They are very, very fragile psychologically. Mm-hmm. So we see how everyone has the capacity to change his mind. Yesterday, I teach a private session for a man. He is bipolar. Bipolar. It's very difficult for him. And mm-hmm. it was near impossible for me to talk to him. But when we have start to meditate, when I have guide a visualization to him, immediately he say, oh my gosh, I feel good for the first time in my life. Because meditation, it's more than a technique or a tip. When we teach for a child, for example, who have ADHD, or for someone very, very stressed in a job, we can't say, oh, you must do this, you must do that, you must meditate like this, take a deep breath. People, they don't listen to that. It's not respectful to be like that. So what we do? Just, I snap three times and I guide the meditation for the person. And I am singer, so I use my voice as a singer to help the person to feel calmer immediately. This is a spiritual experience. And at the end of the session, for example, the person yesterday, he said, Michel, I want to practice every day, every day, every day like that. Because when we live a spiritual experience, we say in theology, we have the salt, the divine salt on our lips. So we want, again, more salt, more salt. We want a divine energy. And we know in neuroscience, that when we meditate like that, immediately we upgrade the hormone of the serotonin. So the serotonin, it's in all our body and all the muscles, our feet, our back, our organs, our heart feel better immediately. So it's like an addiction, positive addiction.
Well, and it changes. You know, you talked about the neuroplasticity of the brain. I feel like when I use being present and meditation as my daily movement, you know, when I incorporate it into everything that I am, I feel like it changes like my DNA. It makes me feel so much better all the way around.
Of course, Terry, because me, I work since a lot of years with the best neuroscientist of America. So mm-hmm. we know when they put electrode on your brain, they see immediately you upgrade your immune system. Mm-hmm. Why in America, million people have cancer? Because with the stress, they destroy the immune system. Mm-hmm. But with meditation, not blablatation, not the cliche of meditation,
right?
As we talk, but an authentic meditation, we mm-hmm. can totally change our immune system. We underestimate every day how every minute stress, it's a disaster for every organ, because we send the hormone of cortisol in the body. So cortisol, it's like a poison. It's mm-hmm. a poison that we send every minute to our body. And we create this cortisol ourselves. So it is the reason why when I see the result of meditation for daily stress every day, when I see my friend Dr. Liza Miller, she directs the psychological department of Columbia University. She mm-hmm. asked me to come and to develop this new way of meditation because she said, Michelle, 44% of the students, they have ADHD. Mm-hmm. And when doctors give pills, they give amphetamine, they give pills, but they don't cure the mechanism of right. the stress for the students. When I see how it works in jail, when I see how it works in big companies, when I see last week Whole Foods, all the supermarkets of Whole Foods in America, they have chosen my book to sell the book in every supermarket in America.
Oh, congratulations.
It's not my success. This is the success of the people, the success of a new time of spirituality. Mm-hmm. For me, I mean, it's a meditation very authentic, as we do in a monastery, and very practical and very mm-hmm. adapted. But for many people, they say, oh my gosh, Michel, it's a new meditation because we meditate in the stress. But in reality, it's not new. It's authentic. It is like that in a monastery. It's mm-hmm. because most of the meditation teachers in America, they never live in a monastery. Never. They teach something that they never live. So
wow.
it is, we need teachers. I want really to talk to you and also to all the people who follow your show. We need meditation teacher certified on this way of meditation because I open my center in LA and every day we have a lot of demands. If you are interested or if your followers are interested to become meditation certified, it's online. So we can be in New York, we can be in Boston, we can be in Africa, we can be in Europe. Everyone from the world can learn online in 6 months how to become an authentic meditation teacher according to this lineage. Mm.
And it is a beautiful practice.
What you said, Terry?
I said it's a beautiful practice. And I think you're right. So many people need to learn about this and access it and be able to share it with anyone that they are present with.
Yes, because the more we are present to our life, to every situation, for example, I talk to you, I am present to you, Terry, for mm-hmm. all my heart. I mean, after I take an Uber, I will say, hello, how are you, to the driver. I will try to be present in the Uber. Mm-hmm. I will be sitting down in the car. I will meditate. I will train my mind to be calmer before big meetings that I have today, for example. So mm-hmm. every meeting, every situation, every how are you, it's an opportunity to train mm-hmm. our mind in our daily life.
Michelle, we are down to the wire. We only have about 2.5 minutes left. It goes by so fast. Your information and your work is so beautiful. You know, you mentioned earlier that you were also a singer, and I want to give you the opportunity to share where you're going to be this year, sharing your beautiful voice and your music.
Thank you, Terry. I will be so honored to perform again this year at the Carnegie Hall in New York City. Last year I performed, it was sold out, so I come back at the Carnegie Hall this year again. It will be Tuesday, October 17. You have all the information on my website, michelpascal.tv. On michelpascal.tv, you can follow how to become a meditation teacher. You have also a lot of videos, audio guidance, a lot of documentary things, and all is free, of course, on this website.
Well, and I want to give you the opportunity to share with the listeners one thought that they can take out into the day to elevate their soul or maybe bring a deeper sense of calm to where they are right now. What would that be for you?
Oh, I will say that every day, it's not one more day, but one more chance to be more present. Today, I'm wake up. I have one more chance, one more opportunity to train my mind to be more present to any person that I will meet, to be more present, to be more grateful, to really enjoy every day, every sun, every flower, every smile, every child, and every also difficult situation. Because every difficult situation, it's also the best spiritual teacher. So the thought for me will be every day, it's not one more day, but one more chance. Today, I have one more chance.
Oh, I love that. That is beautiful. And thank you so much for being here with me today. I offer you a deep bow. Listeners, visit Soulful Living on Empower Radio. All of Michelle's information will be there. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, Terry. God bless you.
God bless you.